For this Friday, April 5th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Posey County Prosecutor's Office officials say a New Harmony man who is a habitual offender has now been sentenced to prison. On Wednesday, 42-year-old Jeffrey Osborne Jr. was sentenced to 8 years in prison after pleading guilty to multiple charges, one of which includes resisting law enforcement. Officials say Osborne will serve 4 years in prison, followed by 4 years on Posey County Community Corrections. According to a press release, Posey County Prosecutor Thomas Clowers also pursued the habitual offender enhancement against Osborne due to his multiple prior felony convictions. As part of Osborne's guilty plea, he admitted to fleeing from law enforcement officers in a vehicle and driving in a reckless manner in Posey County back in February of 2023. The National Weather Service confirms two EF2 tornadoes hit Posey County on Tuesday morning. They say one was south of New Harmony and the other was near Wadesville. The National Weather Service in Paducah has confirmed 12 tornadoes across southern Illinois, southwest Indiana, and western Kentucky. They are heading back to Union, Warwick, and Vandenberg counties today to finish surveying the damage before making any final decisions in those areas. Posey County Emergency Management posted on Facebook that people in the community have been wondering what they are supposed to do with all their yard waste after getting all the trees and limbs cut up. They listed several local yard waste sites on their Facebook page that you can drop off at. In Mount Vernon, you can do it at 6410 Leonard Road on Wednesdays and Saturdays from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m., as well as Sundays from 12 noon until 4 p.m. In Poseyville, there is a location just west of 7351 Water Tank Road. They say at this location for the next 2 to 3 weeks, the gates will remain open all hours. They ask that you back your vehicles up to the already existing piles when unloading. And in New Harmony, there is a spot if you turn at the fire station, and the site is behind the warehouse. That location is open all hours. The annual Pops Mount Vernon Football Dinner and Auction is tomorrow evening at the Posey County 4-H Center. This is for anyone 21 years and older. Doors are open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will be at 6:30. Food will be provided by Hog and Sauce. There will also be live and silent auctions. The cost of a single ticket is $30 and the cost of a couple's ticket is $50. Tickets must be purchased online in advance. You can visit the Pops Mount Vernon Football website or text 2024 MV Football Auction to the number 243-725 for a link to be sent to your phone. Local high school sports from last night: Neural Posey baseball defeated Tell City 8-1. Vikings baseball improves to 5-1 on the year. North Posey softball had their game at Gibson Southern canceled last night. Mount Vernon baseball had their game canceled home against Boonville, and Mount Vernon softball also had their home contest with Boonville canceled last night. From Major League Baseball yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals won their home opener against the Miami Marlins 8-5. The Redbirds used a big 5-run seventh inning to take the lead. Nolan Arenado went 3-for-5 with an RBI, and Yvonne Herrera went 2-for-5 with two RBIs and launched a home run in the win. The Cardinals improved to 4-4, and they will be off today before resuming their three-game series with the Marlins on Saturday at 1:15 in St. Louis. That wraps up your news and sports for this Friday, April 5th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.